Hi, Bob.
White House staff members are freaking out today. Faux podcast or whatever.
That there was actually a prank call. Fake Bob Menendez, real Stuttering John Melendez.
Did this comedian just prank the president?
Courtesy of the Stuttering John podcast.
I can't believe this.
All right, welcome to the Stuttering John podcast. Yes, this is episode 11, and I'm here with my producer, Royce.
Hello.
There's Royce and Don, our engineer, and I guess you'll be engineer slash producer, is that what it is?
I'll go with that. Whatever you want to call me, John. Just Don is fine.
Don, and we are here at Royce's Arcade Warehouse. The coolest place to take your kids. They got every vintage game. In fact, last week, Royce, Greg Grunberg was loving this place. He pulled out his iPhone and just took video of all the games and was just like amazed how cool Royce's place is. And I could hang out here for hours and play all the games you got. I mean, I love Tempest. That's one of my favorites.
Great game.
Scrambler. What the hell happened to Scrambler?
Scramble's gone. We sell games, John.
Oh, they sold Scramble. I love Scramble. How many quarters I put into Scramble, but you can play anything. Space Invaders, I'm getting into again.
It's a great game.
I love Space Invaders.
They're all great.
Dun, 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 dun. And, you know, Missile Command and Asteroids. Anyway, it has been a crazy, crazy couple of weeks. Wouldn't you say, Royce?
Yeah, you know, there's just so much to talk about, and I feel like even last week we left so much on the table.
Well, yeah, I mean, just the whole, who would have known that, you know, hanging out, having a few beers, and just deciding your idea to call the White House was actually going to end up in being, like, such, like, a media storm. I had no idea that was going to happen, but I had no idea that Jared Kushner was going to be stupid enough to put the president on the phone with fucking me.
And apparently that's not where it ends for him. I mean, since that has happened, there's been so much going on around the administration. And
well, I mean, you know, like I said, Trump's really angry at Jared, not because of the putting me through, but because, you know, Jared's married to his girlfriend. I think Ivanka is beautiful. I really do. But there's a lot to talk about. We signed our deal with Daryl at the Idea Factory, and that is... he is working, we're all working on a show, you know, for me. And can we say the title? I think he said we can.
Well, I mean, it's a working title. Why not?
Yeah, Poking the Bear is going to be the title of the show, which is what Avenatti told me.
Told you not to do it.
He said, don't poke the bear, meaning don't infuriate Trump any more than I already have, and because then the Secret Service might really come after me. I think that's kind of died down, though.
I was kind of like sitting there last night thinking, I think John needs to poke the bear again. Like, I think we almost, you know, I hate when like a movie sequel like Ghostbusters 2 just tried to rehash all the notes on Ghostbusters. So the idea of you calling Trump again does seem like you're just trying to strike again. But at the same time, imagine if you got through a second time.
A second time would be awesome.
Like, well, that would then what happens?
Well, knowing Trump, he would say that you know, that he planned it. He knows it's me, and he just likes to talk to me.
Wait, Don, what?
Nobody knew what would happen the first time, so how could we predict what would happen when we double down?
Well, listen, I'm not going to lie. Like, during the week, I get these ideas, right? And, like, we joked last podcast about calling the Kremlin.
Right.
So I have their number, but, man, I don't know.
Do they have a U.S. number?
No, you're going to call, like, an international...
No, I think that would be a good idea to call the Kremlin.
I mean, I'm not afraid of the Secret Service. I think I might be afraid of the Kremlin.
Well, that's true. With the KGB, they've been known to kill people. People disappear.
I mean, and honestly, like, I don't even want to say what I'm thinking right now, but, like... What? Well, if I wanted to go after you, I know exactly how I would do it.
They could drive here through Sarah Palin's backyard right down.
It's not hard to find me.
No, like, honestly.
I'm at the same place every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, like, all I got to do is spike a Stella and bye-bye Stutter.
Do you know how...
That's horrible.
Do you know how Gersh, you know, I had a lawsuit with Gersh a long time ago.
Right.
And do you know how they got me finally to serve me with the lawsuit?
At a bar?
No, because I was in the Oaks in Calabasas, you know, that's where Justin Bieber eggs people, you know, it's like this real, you know, and that's where Britney Spears lives. it's a gated community, but the gate called me and said they have a delivery of Corona Light. case of Corona. And I knew it was fishy, but I didn't care. I wanted the beer. I was watching the NFL. It was a Sunday.
They knew. The reason it's fishy is because it was Coors Light.
And they knew. And then, but, you know, I had my friend open the door, but apparently that was good enough. But I still got the case of beer. I was going to get served eventually. But
you should have known it was the wrong beer.
No. Corona is my favorite.
But you'll drink Corona Light?
Yeah, I like Corona Light with lime.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll have a Coors Light. That's my second favorite. I like shitty beer. I hate, like, Stella, and I hate, like, Guinness and anything like that.
I can't do Guinness.
And I hate craft beer, but, you know, but I like that. Yeah, but that's how they got me. They duped me with beer.
Unreal.
I mean, I remember on the Tonight Show, like, they had, when there was a gas crisis, Jay was sitting in a rickshaw with a six-pack of beer in front of me, and I was pulling him down the street.
You know, I remember on the Tonight Show, they used to get people with alcohol, too. I always think of a Tarantino, man. They out that bar cart with the apple martinis.
Yes.
And that was, like, the best way to get people to talk.
Yeah, they had the Jay bar. And Quentin was really drunk, and I think Tom Green was really drunk one time.
Tom Green, you want to... There's another guy. Put him in the Smigel category.
Oh, really? He's an asshole?
He's just a nightmare.
I did his show once, and you know, then he was supposed to do mine, but he never did.
I was a producer on his talk show when he did it out of his house.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was there. I did that show.
Did you?
Were you there?
I don't remember.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about him. But
I do.
Well, how was he a dick?
He's just an idiot. First of all, he said he wouldn't talk about politics, which I just don't like anybody that makes that a blanket rule.
Yeah.
But can't hold that against him. And then also just sort of like his, like, it, I thought it was cutting edge what he was doing because he was broadcasting live out of his house and everything. But like, I don't know. It was just a very douchey thing. It was like him and his Webo vision, and he thought he had it all figured out, and like, he didn't really, like, I don't know. I mean, it could just be me being stupid, but I would go in there and he'd be like, wow, this guy's on the precipice of, like, cutting edge. You know, this is before anybody was podcasting or streaming or anything, and he kind of had it figured out. And then he, like, dumped it all to go do a show in Canada. And it was like, dude.
Well, but that doesn't mean, so far there's nothing substantial.
No, I'm biting my tongue. That's why I decided I didn't want to share the story. But I apologize.
Well, share the fucking story.
No, okay, so I come in one day.
Yeah.
This is such a stupid story. But I walk in one day and he's like, hey guys, TV Guide just nominated us for like the best talk show on the internet.
Yeah.
And I look at him and I meant this in the nicest way possible. And I go, but you're the only talk show on the internet. And I meant like, fuck the nomination. Like, let's get this guy the award. Like, you're cutting edge. And he just got really upset and fired me. And then they never paid me for like 4 weeks. Like, they dicked me on 4 weeks pay.
He fired you because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You did it to me all the time.
Yeah, I know, and I'm still here.
I know. I love Royce. Anyway, getting back.
Sorry.
So we have the TV thing, and we're now shopping it to different networks. And I it's all, you know, it's going to be the same kind of Stuttering John, a red carpet kind of thing, only this is going to be with a different twist that I'd rather not say, but it'll be a helpful show. How about that?
It'll be a lime twist.
But it'll be a helpful show. It's going to be a show where I poke the bear for the good of many.
I think that's fair, but I think you can encourage people to solicit you with ways you can
help. Oh, yeah. If anyone listening has ideas for what they think or who I should fuck with, please feel free to, if you have a problem with a senator or a congressman, or you have a problem at, you know, with even a business owner, call in Stuttering John. Stuttering John to the rescue. I will go there and confront them and repair the problem. How's that?
Yeah, it's your version of bar rescue.
Exactly.
But you're going to save people from the man. So
yes.
My question is, because I imagine most of the people are going to reach out to you and say, help me with Trump again.
Well, I will certainly, look, you know, I know where he lives.
We could start a letter writing campaign on your behalf. God.
I could certainly go to one of his appearances.
Don't give out his address on the air.
Do you know what the address is?
Isn't it like 100 Pennsylvania?
No. Do you know what it is?
No. I mean, he's in Mar-a-Lago or Mar-a-Lago in Florida.
No, it's I thought it was 3,000 Pennsylvania.
Whatever.
I don't know.
It's the big White House.
You can't miss it. It's definitely in Pennsylvania.
Well, but anyway, yeah. So anyway, that's, you know, we're going to hopefully get the show sold. And then you'll see my face, you know, on the TV again.
Yo, people are going to love to hate that.
I know. Well, already, like, it's like I get a tweet, you know, I ask people on Twitter at Stuttering John M., you know, to ask me questions, and already I have this guy, Reverend Dr. Dick Move, who says, "Who are you again?" It's like, you know, I mean, at this point, look.
You lost me at Reverend Dr. Dick
Move. Yeah, but I've been on the, look, I was on the Stern Show 15 years, the Tonight Show for 10 years, and I produced the Stephanie Mills Show for a year. I mean, it's not like I've been out of the public eye that for that long.
No, but I think it's funny that people, like, look, you had a moment here, you did a thing, you're still where you were before this call, but people are using it as a way to attack you for sort of like reemerging, but they're almost giving you credence.
Yeah, I know. I you would think they would think, most people say it's like, it's awesome that I did that.
It is.
But then you get these, like, you know, the haters. There's so many fucking troll haters on Twitter. And
you're not allowed to make jokes about this anymore. You realize that.
Dog shit. What do you mean?
Because I see you, like, tweet out, like, a joke, like, oh, like, I don't even remember, but, like, something happened, and, oh, I'm sure the president was sweating, thinking it was me on the line.
Yeah.
Or you'll make some sort of offhanded reference, yeah, to people, like, oh, John's trying to milk it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, why are you...
Well, and look at the difference. Your critics are Reverend Dick Bob or whatever his name is, and then your fans are like... Mark Hamill.
Yeah, yeah, right. Look.
You know.
Reverend Dick Bob is prank calling Michelin Tire.
Exactly. Greg Grunberg came here. Do you think he's stopping by Reverend Dick Bob's house on the way home?
I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. I actually think Greg Grunberg is Reverend Dick Bob. <Well. laughs>
Reverend
Dr. I've never seen them together.
Reverend Dr. Dick Move has 662 followers.
Oh, so.
I mean,
he's punching up. Like Anthony Cumia.
Yeah. I know. Is that. Yeah, you know, I didn't really cover that, but like I said, you know, Anthony's book guy called you and said that Anthony did give me props for the call. So then I DM'd him on Twitter and said, you know, thanks for the props. And he wrote back, you know, hilarious, awesome job. And then I wrote him back and said, how's Artie? And then he doesn't respond at all. Like,
I don't know.
I was truly concerned. Like, is Artie off the heroin? Is he off the shit? I know Anthony sees him, you know, when he hangs out at the Comedy Cellar, and nothing. And then I said, okay, well, I'll give my best to Keith and everybody. Keith is his producer. And nothing. It was like the weirdest thing.
And maybe he just doesn't want to say something about Artie that he's afraid you'll repeat. I don't know. Maybe he knows
too much. Well, of
course
I'll repeat it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, it just, yeah, which brings me to this tweet. This is another one for you. Stop the box in the strike zone.
What?
I don't know. I guess he doesn't like that there's a box in the strike zone on baseball. And then he writes, get Artie Lang on, poor Artie. We should try and get Artie on.
You should try to get Artie on.
Hey, guys, Artie. What are you doing? Yeah, we should have Artie on. I mean, I don't know what he's doing, man. When I saw Artie in court, the image of him was like, he literally, his nose looks like Carl Malden times 10. I mean, it's just, it's a big bulbous, like someone tweeted to me, like he borrowed Yucko the Clown's, like, fucking, you know, clown nose. He looks awful, but God, I hope he's doing better. Who the fuck, you know, I don't really, I mean, I certainly tell the truth in my book, which is something that we'll talk about. But first, we'll stay on point. The TV thing is happening. Yeah. Let's hope that we can sell it. If you have any ideas for us, or if you need my help in anything, anyone to confront, please, please tweet me or yeah, I guess that's the only way to get a hold of me.
Or just call the White House. They'll get the message and send it to us.
And then we have a Comic-Con I'm going to. I'm rehearsing again. I rehearsed with Band from TV over the weekend with Greg Grunberg from Heroes and every J.J. Abrams movie there is.
I was doing the math. Most of that band is not actually from TV.
Well, no, Bob Gurney or Bob Guinea.
Bob Gurney.
Bob Gurney.
Bob Guinea. He's a really good dude.
He's the nicest guy in the world. Bob Guinea from The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah. He gave you a rose at the end there.
And then there was another guy from Heroes. Heroes and Oh, there was another show because they asked him, "What does he get more, you know, recognized from, Heroes or something else?"
Yeah, that wasn't funny when you hit him with that hard question either.
But I don't. But he anyway. So we're gonna go jam at Comic-Con, and we'll be there this Friday, and we're doing the podcast from there, right?
I guess you tell me. You know more. Listen, you're talking. Greg is like your new best friend. You're talking to him every day. You told me yesterday. I didn't even get to ask you. You said you shot a video for him.
And I was, oh yeah, he asked me to do like a video about his podcast, and I just did it from my house, just on the iPhone.
Okay.
And it was just a great podcast. Stupid title. That's all he wanted me to say.
Okay.
So I did it, and then I said it to him.
You know, those things are supposed to come across my desk now, John.
Yes, I know. You are my manager. Yes, I finally decided to go with a manager that actually cares and is smart and is funny, and as opposed to the fucking dickheads in this business. I mean, so many assholes in Hollywood. For all those outside of Hollywood, it is the shittiest. The people are the phoniest. I've never, ever had to deal with it. It's just amazing how phony. Like, I used to make the joke, I have 15,000 Facebook followers from L.A., and not one would take me to the airport. I mean, it's amazing the phoniness of people.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's this town, right? I don't know. What amazes me, just going back to the whole, like, the... Because I was making a joke earlier, but, like, people want to tell you, like, oh, man, like, you did that call wrong, or you should have been funny because that's who you are.
Yeah,
and it's like, they have one foot in the past. It's very weird. I said this to you off the air, that I think most of your haters are mad that you left the Stern Show and denied them more laughter. I think they're just pissed off that you left their clubhouse in their heads, and they're holding on to something from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But that yet they choose to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, they just, well, you got to remember, most people, you know, who tweet me this hate shit, usually really don't have much of a life themselves. I mean, like, you know, they're living in their parents' basement.
What was his name? Dr. Dick what?
Dr. Dick Move.
You don't think he has a life?
Reverend Dr. Dick Move. No,
I don't. Can you paint a picture real quick of what he's up to?
Active in the church.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. But here's something. Eddie from the D.
Stealing out of the tithe.
At Ed Betzel says, must have been good hearing Howard and Robin both giving you props on air Monday for Trump call. Well deserved, John. What? Definitely made me happy. Yeah, Howard mentioned it.
No.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. And they actually mentioned my name.
Really?
Which I thought was on the red flag list.
Well, you might need to call your book editor.
I mean, they should certainly book me to plug the book, although Howard is not going to be happy about the book. I mean, you really should pre-order the book because it'll definitely come signed with whatever you want. And but I mean, I'm very, very candid about how I felt about Howard in those days and Baba Booey. Gary, oh man, I was reading some of the shit said.
When does the book come out?
October 16th, but oh, I fucking annihilate him in the book. I say he's like the bumbling, bumbling idiot. Like I said, you know, he's the Andy Kapp of the Stern Show.
He is. He's the epitome of failing upwards.
I mean, the guy, you know, I talk about a time I was, you know, we were doing an appearance before Gary was married, and, you know, he was making out with this girl with those huge fucking lips. He looked like he was going to suck her head in. Like he looked like the face grabber from Alien. It was just like fucking this big, big fucking plunger puss all over this girl. It was really gross. Ugh. But, I mean, God bless Mary. She's got to sleep with that Neanderthal. But I don't even hate Gary. It's just that Gary is just, he's an enigma because he's got a good heart. Like,
I'm an enigma.
But he's annoying. He's annoying. he'll this guy Luis Castillo was a board op, and he said Gary will make up. He'll pretend that he had a conversation with you that he never had, and then he'll forget a conversation that he really had with you. It's bizarre because you can't like live by that. He can make up anything in his head and think it happened. And then when this guy Luis Castillo brought it up on the air, Howard even admitted that Gary does that. Like he'll say, yeah, "Remember, I told you that." And he hasn't. He doesn't. He remembers things that never happened. It's really fucking weird, you know. And if just to question Gary's memory, you know, like Howard will say, "Oh, Gary's got a great memory." Gary has the worst fucking memory. If he had such a good memory, how can he forget the name of his favorite animated character that he wanted to get a sell of?
That's where Baba Booey comes from. Because he meant to say Baba Louie, but he fucking remembered the name wrong, and he wanted to get a fucking sell of this fucking character. So I talk about Gary, I talk about Jackie and Jackie's departure, I talk about why Billy left. Everything is in the book. The whole Billy thing, you're going to be, you'll find interesting, Royce, about the whole of how Billy left and why Billy left and the phone call that Howard made to Billy, which is really, really just, well, you got to get the book.
But you should have Billy on as we get closer to the book release.
Billy's probably going to be mad that I'm telling his story, but you know what? Billy told me it, so, I mean.
Well, let Billy come in here and tell himself. It's a great story.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's the truth. How can you avoid talking about it?
Well, I understand that, but why would he? I mean, you guys are cool.
No, I love Billy. I mean, if he's mad at me for telling the story, it's just, it's not exposing Billy as being wrong. It's exposing Howard as being real douchey.
I think it's totally fair that you tell that story.
No, I do too, and I don't really give a shit. You know, I love Billy, but the story needs to get out there. Howard, put it this way. That I'll say for my book. I'm not going to say it here, but I will tell you, this is how, like, a megalomaniac Howard is and how it's, like, it's Howard's world. After Billy left, I was in the studio, and I'm giving something away that's in the book, but I was in the studio, and it was during a commercial break, and Howard's talking to Rob and you know, and he's like, and Jackie and whatever, and he's like, you know, and Fred is in there, and I was in there, and he's like, why would Billy leave? To do voices? Doesn't he realize the only reason he gets voice jobs is because he's on this show? People hear him on this show? And I'm sitting there going, Billy is probably one of the most talented fucking voice guys. He's Bugs Bunny, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And Howard, just in his own mind, thinks that the only reason Billy would get work is because of the show.
But Billy probably makes more money in a day doing voiceover from home than he was getting a year on the Stern Show.
True. But Billy's Bugs Bunny. He's the red M&M. He's the Honey Nut Cheerio.
Hey, that's the most important.
B.
Yes.
I mean, and Howard in his mind, that's like, I couldn't take that. Like, every day hearing that the only reason you're this is because of me. Like, it's just like, at what point do you stop hanging, you know, hang out over someone's head? No, yes, Howard gave me my start. I'm grateful. But fucking shut the fuck up. Like, at some point, it equals out. It's like Lorne Michaels gave Adam Sandler, you know, the opportunity to be on SNL. Adam Sandler should be grateful to Lorne, as I am to Howard. But at a certain point, Adam creates Opera Man and is funny in his own right. And it equals out. He's given Lorne, he's paying back on the investment. Because people are watching SNL to see him do Opera Man.
Yeah.
So at some point, like, Howard gave me the opportunity to do the interviews. Yeah, so Stuttering John and all that. Yes, he gave me that opportunity. But all the fucking on-air bits I created and all the fucking, you know, the shit stirring and the interviews.
Yeah, that was you.
At some point, it evens out.
Well, that's just that he gives you the opportunity. If you don't deliver on it, it doesn't become a thing.
No.
You delivered on it. I'm telling you, I always bring this up. One of my favorites is when you were waiting in line to see the woman who found Jesus in her window.
No, it was a Virgin Mary.
Mary, thank you. And Howard's got you on the phone, like he's checking back in with you. You're in line for hours. Yeah. I mean, it's like one of the greatest bits, like, ever.
Yeah, I know, and I had to put that in the book because you know, many people come up to me and say that was their favorite bit.
It's an iconic bit, that's why.
Because, you know, I start crying when I'm at the window. Yeah. And all these people behind me, Don, I'm going, oh, he did, I just saw Jesus. I saw Virgin Mary. And, yeah.
It's like Sean Moore level acting, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, hello, this is Sean Moore.
I'm very upset.
But, yeah, so I just... At some point, Howard, you got to give it up. And Howard has. Like, Howard, you know, he's told me, you know, how funny I was on the show. I mean, it's just that the haters, like, oh, you know, you suck. You know, look, I'm a sensitive guy. And you know, I've become more Teflon like all these haters on Twitter. You know, I don't care as much. Like, you know, I'll write back Dad, you know, if they write, you know, you suck. And I'll just fuck around because I don't care as much. But there are, like, it does bother you in a way that it can't just be happy for you that you gave them so many laughs. Look, I mean, how many, the fucking push-up contest with Scott the Engineer was me. That was my fucking doing.
And it's another classic bit.
The stealing of the Gary puppet. That was me.
Oh, but now, that's obviously in the book, right?
Yeah, but that's, like, it drives me crazy. And I know people are going to go, wah, wah, wah. Like, you know, but it just drives me crazy that they forget all that. And it's just like how I suck.
Well, so my question to you, bringing it back to this crank call and Howard and Robert bringing it up on air, and I was just looking on my phone. I couldn't find it fast enough. I just wonder, did they just give you credit or did they take credit? I just wonder.
Oh, no. Howard, of course, said he thought it was cool that I kept on mentioning his name.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, that's a narcissist.
But that's
of
cool.
Howard.
But that's cool to even say that.
Yeah, no. Look, at the end of the day, and I think even after this book, because I do point out the red flag list and the core. You'll learn all about the core. It's pretty fucking sick. Howard's like a cult over there now, you know. And
Marcy and all them.
And he's not going to, with Marcy, he's not going to be happy about the whole Scott the Engineer. And I mean, I skewer fucking Don Buchwald, who is the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I guess a prerequisite for becoming an agent. But he really is a piece of shit. I give thorough detail on that. And, man, I used to, now I think you probably get arrested for this, but I'll say it anyway. I used to fantasize about.
Oh, don't say that.
No, hold on. About renting a room across the street from Don Buchwald's office and waiting for him to come out and fucking shooting him with a fucking with a fucking rifle. That's how much I fucking hated Don Buchwald.
Waiting for the Secret
Service. Yeah, but obviously I would never do it. It's like I would fantasize about, you know, about banging fucking, you know, Bo Derek. It's not like I'm ever going to get a chance to do it.
What was Don Buchwald's role? He said he was an
agent. He was Howard's agent, but just the shit he would pull. He would scream at me and, you know, the most abusive fucking guy, even worse than Howard. He was just a real fucking dickhead.
Well, he's got a rep.
He's known in the business of being a dickhead. Yeah.
My question for you is,
yeah,
if that wasn't a story that was rooted in the past, would the Secret Service give a shit about protecting Don Buchwald if they heard the call, or would they just let that go?
I think they would let that go.
Because they don't really, I mean.
No, plus, I would never do it, and it was fucking years ago, and I don't even own a gun.
I'm just wondering what their duty is, you know.
But that's how much I despise Don Buchwald. He was really fucking abusive.
Should call him next.
I should. But, so you got to get the book. Easy for you to say. I'm, you know, we just sent the copy over to Legal. We'll see. There'll be about 10 pages left after that.
Yeah, I like that. Legal.
and then we also sent it off to the voiceover company because I got to do the audiobook, which, you know, as I've already said, it's going to be a box set.
Yeah.
But I'm doing the audio, which is going to be fun because I can do my Jay Leno impression in there.
There you go.
Hey, John, don't worry, man. I don't give a fuck what Howard says. I don't fucking care. Doesn't fucking matter to me. But Jake did write a nice kind of blurb / forward for me. I was happy of all the people. Rainn Wilson did one.
You got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, there. I mean, Greg Grunberg, of course. Steven Weber from Wings, he did one. Ross Matthews, you know, did one from Drag Race. What?
Who didn't do one?
I don't know. Guy Fieri did one.
Did he really? Yeah. I thought you and Guy Fieri were like no longer talking.
Oh no, we're talking.
Oh
no, he was mad when I came to the last party and the two people that drove me there, like, you know I got them into the party and he was mad that I would bring two extra people. But look,
he showed up with an. I really want to say something, but I don't want to disparage anybody because I don't know them.
What?
But you showed up with a bit of an entourage, and I won't color the entourage.
No. I brought a girl who's going to culinary school, and she brought her and her parents drove us the 7 hours.
The
to
whole
guy's party.
Friggin' mishpucha shows up.
No, it's just her parents and me and her.
And like six animals.
No, I brought two extra people, and I've been to his party. 5 or 6 years, and I've done stand-up at two of them. And I didn't get paid. I didn't ask for any money.
But didn't you guys get into an argument? Because you were like...
Oh, no, he was like, why would you, you know... And I go, but they drove me here. He goes, yeah, well, just have them wait outside, like all the other limo drivers and shit. And I was like, then he was like, I love you, and it was all good. Look, he did the blurb for me.
And what's he saying in the blurb?
No, he's great. Everything's good.
Is it like a recipe, or is it...
No, actually- no. No, but then who else? Larry the Cable Guy did one.
That's cool.
And I was going to reach out to Bubba Booey and Howard and see if they would do one.
Yeah.
I just never got around to it. I don't know. I just thought of emailing Gary. And you know what? I don't hate Gary. I like Gary. I love Mary. I love his wife. His kids are great. I just, he's just a, I mean, this guy will do anything to avoid getting out of Howard's good graces. Like, he'll throw anyone under the bus. It doesn't matter. You know, he just, he'll lie. He'll neglect to tell important information just so he will remain in Howard's good graces. He fucking throws Jackie the Joke Man under the bus so badly. And I was witness. Oh, I'm going to give away so much stuff in the book, but who cares?
Oh, don't. Don't.
All right. Well, because there are, you know, how do I say this? The amount of how, it's so low what Gary will do to fucking throw someone else under the bus for right. shit that he was part of is almost unforgivable. Of how low that he would do it. And he does it all the time. And I know as a fact that when I left, Gary would trash me on a regular basis. Because he doesn't realize people there can't stand him. So they tell me everything. People that are still there tell me the shit that Gary does and says about me.
He's pretty much just Howard's like glorified assistant, right?
Yeah, well, put it this way. I know this is a fact. Marcy Turk was hired because Howard got fed up with Gary's ineptitude. Yeah. That's why Marcy was hired. So if Gary was doing his job well, there would be no Marcy Turk.
Gary was fed up with his ineptitude.
Both?
Oh, cool.
I'm inept. But we'll get on to some other stuff. We do have to talk about the Trump-Putin thing. But before that, Michael Avenatti, my attorney,
yeah,
is going to run for president, right?
He keeps, he does this push and pull thing on Twitter because he like talks about it, then he pulls it back, and then he's making sarcastic comments like, no, we need a proper politician. And he's just, I think he's still feeling it out. It's early, and the last thing you want to do is announce too soon and have it fizzle out. And quite frankly,
like we did.
Right. Still got 5% without even trying. And which tells you how broken the system is.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, it just means that, like, if you actually tried, you probably could have been elected.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying is people are really looking for something different, which is where I think Avenatti kind of fits into the thing. But if he comes out of the gate too strong and the numbers aren't there to back him up, then he's going to be done before he starts.
Well, here's the thing. And here's the thing we really have to talk about. How the fuck can you not beat Trump at this point? Now,
well, first, he's got to beat two people. Whoever the Democrats want, he's got to win support on that side, and he's got to beat Trump.
Yeah.
So he's got to beat Hillary and Trump.
He's starting like.
Well, you think Hillary's going to try again?
I think she's smart enough to. And by smart, I mean stupid.
Yes. I don't think Hillary should try. Elizabeth Warren, maybe.
No. I like Elizabeth Warren. None of these people can stand up to Trump. There's no solid Democratic leadership right now.
Nobody.
Not even Cory Booker or Kamala Harris have it together enough.
How about Gavin Newsom?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think he's strong enough. I don't... Look, and maybe this will just balance thing out for people that think that this show is maybe too liberal. I think the Democrats, historically, are spineless. And I think that even their best candidates don't have what it takes to stand up to Trump. And moreover, they get so distracted by hating on Trump that they forget to appeal to working class voters, and that's what sunk Hillary's chance at winning.
Well, how about Joe Biden?
I love Joe Biden, so I would support Joe Biden if he was running. If you're asking me Biden against Avenatti, I don't know. Maybe that's a ticket. Maybe
Biden and Avenatti. I mean Biden. First of all, Biden's the only guy who would be able to fucking deal with Trump's fucking, bullshit hate and everything.
But Biden can appeal to working class voters. Well,
of course, Keith, to take the fucking train to, to Washington. Biden's the guy, I don't know if you remember his debate with fucking Paul Ryan. He just, like, laughed and fucking goofed on him.
He's
the whole
a funny
time.
Guy, Biden.
No, that's what I mean. He is the guy that could fucking just call Trump out and goof on him.
Yes.
Like he can give Trump. He could beat Trump to Trump. He could,
and he
and he's smarter than Trump, so he could beat him in his own game.
And he also has his own story and history of tragedy that he's overcome.
Yeah, and the son dying. That's my pick for 2020.
I will tell you right now, during the Obama campaign, I had the privilege of meeting Biden.
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys in the world. Just even watching the way he was interacting with other people. One of the nicest guys.
And he's a fucking smart guy. He's
very smart.
So anyway.
And also he doesn't need to run.
But no. But here's the problem. Trump once said he could shoot somebody, what, on Park Avenue?
He said he could shoot somebody on, like, in the middle of the Park street. Park Avenue, yeah, on Fifth Avenue. I can't remember.
Whatever. Does it matter? And he will still get elected.
Yeah, it wasn't about the street.
No, but that's the problem. He was right. Because then when you look at this fucking Trump-Putin press conference, you know, like I tweeted, it was nice to see this press conference between the President of the United States and Trump. because I mean, he kowtowsed to Putin. Putin admits to meddling, right?
He literally says it. He's like, yes and yes.
Yeah, what was the question?
Just one of the reporters was like, did you want Trump to win? And did you basically, I'm summarizing, like, have your people, like, contribute to the effort to get him elected? And he's like, yes and yes.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's all out there.
But yet Trump will throw the national security under the bus and put his faith in Putin.
Isn't that treasonous?
Yes. Yes, there's a lot that it's treasonous. But it doesn't seem to matter with these Trump tards.
We had a raw, raw deal.
I mean, they don't care. They just don't give a shit.
No. And unfortunately, the GOP, as up in arms as they are over this, they're not going to do anything to upset their Supreme Court
picks. The same group of people stood by and watched George Bush steal an election once. So why would they be upset at anything that Trump does now?
But because I can already hear people on Twitter, like, this isn't even about politics anymore, right? This is about country. This isn't about right or left or ideology or anything. This is about a man throwing our entire country under the bus to appease his master, Vladimir Putin, okay, and if
who's a murderer,
and I'm not the only one to make this point, and it's an obvious point, but if they're willing to say the things they just said in front of the public, what the hell was said in that 2-hour conversation behind closed doors?
Oh my God, I know. I mean, come on.
Putin was like, "Did you fire Kushner for picking up on Stuttering John?"
Wake up, America. This is not about, like you said, it's not about right or left. It's about America. And the only thing that Trump people are going to say is, oh, look at the economy. I'm sorry. People hate me for this. But Trump inherited a robust economy from Obama. He did.
He did, but that's how these cycles work. Nothing happens in real time.
Obama inherited a fucking horrible economy from Bush. As you can recall, but people very, very quickly forget, we were in a fucking huge recession. Really, it was a depression. And that's what Obama inherited. And Obama turned it around. He bailed out the auto industry, among a billion other things.
The real estate bubble. He bailed out the banks.
Yeah, and he got the country back on track. So, yes, you know, has Trump fucked it up yet? No. Will he? Yes.
Yeah, but at the same time.
But he inherited from Obama.
Yeah, but at the same time, all this divisiveness, as Obama likes to pronounce it, all of this existed pre-Trump. Trump has capitalized on a divide that our political system has contributed to for my entire lifetime. So you can't put all the onus on Trump, because when Trump is finally out of office, whether it's in 2 more years or in 6 more years, these problems will still exist. So my question remains to the leadership. I go back to your buddy Bob Menendez. He's out there acting so upset about what happened yesterday. Okay. But none of these people want to confront the president?
No. That's why I will.
Well, we know you will.
But that's the problem. Like, after I did that fucking call to Trump, Menendez is going, I wish I could have that conversation. Well, pick up the phone, Bob.
But that's the point, is that none of them want to pick up the phone. The Democrats don't want to pick up the phone because they're as anti-Trump as the Republicans were anti-Obama. And whether you think they have a reason to be or not, the fact that everybody wants to stay on their team and nobody wants to talk is a huge problem. And now we're in the most dire situation of all, where our entire country as a collective has been thrown under the bus to the Russian government. And we all look like fools. And you're going to tell me you're still going to back your president on that? I'm sorry, no.
Well, no, I know. And that's why we are going to be calling in a little while, Don, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and trying to get them to tell us that they're going to choose country over party.
And just to increase the odds of this actually working, this is never going to work. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We'll never There's no way we're going to get through here.
Well, yeah. Well, I said I should say that I'm the leader of the, you know, Senate Appropriations Committee or something.
No, you should say you're the leader of the free world, Stuttering John.
Yes.
Will the Secret Service still want to come after you? Who's going to arrest you after this call?
No.
No.
Just say you're Senator John Melendez.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah.
I'm Senator John Melendez.
That's what we'll say.
Yeah, Senator.
Well, I ran for Senator. Senators. No, I ran to be Senator. You still call me Senator.
You're in my phone as Senator. I never changed it, much like your Sean Moore voicemail, which you did change recently.
Yes, I did. But I have my friend record. I just, you know, just to keep it for posterity.
Nothing lasts forever in this
Hello, this is Sean Moore. Please leave a message.
No, that's not what you said. You said, please call me back.
Please call me back.
I'm too busy to check anything. You must catch me in the moment.
We did that because in case fucking Air Force One called me and I didn't have the recording set up yet.
That was like the most production that went into anything was that voicemail saying call back.
There was nothing else.
Call back and wink.
It's amazing how quickly. But yeah, we do have to try that. But before that, you know, Royce, if it's okay with you, I'd like to read a few questions from the Twittersphere.
I'm not taking any questions, John.
But no, I don't think you have to.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Let's see. Who is the biggest douche between Eric, Don Jr., and Darren? And Jared.
No, it's definitely Darren. We got to call him Darren.
Darren Kushner.
Darren Kushner.
That is the easiest question.
Yeah, it's Eric.
No. It's Don Jr.
Absolutely.
Don Jr. is the biggest dick out of the dick. Jared, I don't even think is a dick. I think he's an idiot for fucking not, you know, hearing my bad Long Island accent.
I think he looks like a penis or a Playmobil character.
I mean, he's banging one of the hottest girls. I think Ivanka's gorgeous.
You know what? She is. There was a moment years ago where she was like, you just couldn't take your eyes off her. There was a point there where she was just perfection, and you know, maybe it's what's going on in the world, but she's losing it a little bit.
I don't know. I think I would literally give my left arm just to have fucking one night in bed with her.
Now that is a show.
That's a show for sure.
I would.
Daryl, where are you?
I would literally have my arm amputated and donate it to science.
Now the best part about that is science is going to reject your arm. You know this, right?
It's got to be a celebrity doctor.
I mean, just one night with Ivanka.
Would there even be intercourse? Or would you just for the night with her, would you do that?
Oh, no. That'd have to be intercourse.
You couldn't just, like, spoon?
That'd have to be intercourse. And you know what? I give up the right arm, too, if I got anal, too.
Okay, so hold on. What are you willing to give up?
You wouldn't be able to high-five anybody when it's over. What was the point?
And both legs, you can call me third base.
What would you give up just to see her naked for a night? Just spend the night hanging out with her. She's naked. Right. You're just drinking.
I give up two fingers for that.
Just to hang out. She's naked.
And I can jerk off?
No, you got to give up another three fingers for that.
All right, three fingers.
I'm also her manager.
Yes. Something you just I would give up three fingers for that.
And just to cuddle. Just to cuddle. Would you chop off your whole hand?
With her naked? But then how would I... Then I would have to have sex. I mean, I'd be aroused.
Then you would definitely get arrested because that would be non-consensual.
Yeah, no, she'd have to be... It'd have to be consensual. All
right, well, then cut your fucking arm off. Let's do this thing.
No. She would never do it. She's too in love with Jared. But yeah, Don Jr. holding up the elephant tail after they killed the elephant. I mean, after they killed the fucking jaguar or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell is, like, happy about killing some fucking... You know, endangered species animal or whatever. I mean, who's happy about that? Killing an elephant? That's going to make you happy?
How many times in his life do you think he said the phrase, do you know who my father is?
You mean just today?
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, like what's your measurement system?
Who my father is?
Look, you'll love this. This guy...
He says that when the bill comes at a restaurant.
Royce, you'll love this. You know, this guy, his Twitter handle is Stuttering John Podcast Questions.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And it's any update on how Scott the Engineer is getting on? I don't know. I haven't heard anything new. I mean, obviously, unfortunately, his wife passed away.
That's terrible.
The thing I don't get is, I mean, he's been with Howard for like 30 years. I mean, he's got to be making six figures, right?
I don't know what I can say because, I mean, do you think he was always making consistent money?
Well, I know he was making around 60 when I was there. So now, you would assume they all got bumps when they went to Sirius. I know Gary's making $600,000. He was making $800,000, but it got reduced.
I'm sure he loves you saying this.
Ooh. It got reduced to 600 because they cut down another day. So he gets paid for only 3 days now. And Fred's got reduced as well. I know that as a fact, too. And, oh, and happy birthday, Fred. He just turned 63.
Hi, Fred.
Wow.
Fred is 63. I took the Fred trivia question on sternlike.com on how, you know, like it was, I got 10 out of 13.
We should do that on the air one of these days.
Yeah, we should. I got 10 out of 13.
That's good.
Or, I should do it with you. I mean, I only got three wrong.
You want to play it against me, you mean?
Well, I already played it.
I would say we call it Stump the Jewy. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, by the way, you know, Win Fred's Money was my idea, too.
I don't doubt it. And then that turned into Win Ben Stein's Money.
No. It was Win Ben Stein's first.
Oh, you guys ripped them off?
Yeah. Okay. It was a parody. It's called parody.
At least you're honest.
But the Holly Weird Squares was my idea, too.
Look at you subtly getting all legal. It's a parody.
Well, but no. What happened was there was a motorcycle that they had to give away. And I said, well, we have Win Fred's Motorcycle. That turned into Win Fred's Money. And they won't give me credit, I'm sure, but that's the truth. And I have a fucking impeccable memory. All right, Grateful Dad, from last week, did you have any run-ins with any of the people you interviewed on Stern Show while working for Leno? Did they know it was you? And if so, how do they react? You know, there are three great stories I have in my book. My confrontation with Billy Crystal, where I apologize and piss him off again. My confrontation with Burt Reynolds after he talks about me on The Tonight Show, and my confrontation with Dennis Miller, all people I pissed off. So those are all in the book.
All nobody not worth pissing off. They're all royal assholes, right?
No, well, Burt, but
read the book.
Yeah. Okay, now...
But real quick, because I'm sure people are... Like, over the years, I know you've come across Billy Crystal because he was a regular Tonight Show guest.
Yes.
So can you just give us a little insight without giving away the book? Like,
yeah. It's in Vegas, and I asked Jay if I should send him some chocolate because I pissed him off. And then Jay said, no, I would just avoid him.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, don't poke the bear. And then I was in the makeup room with Robin Leach, who's a friend from the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And in walks Billy, and then Robin goes, Billy, say hello to my good friend Stuttering John. And then comedy ensues.
And then you'll find out in the book.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's keep going.
Comedy ensues. And that wasn't The Tonight Show.
Shut the fuck up. Efrain Escobar, do I speak Spanish? No. Poquito. I because my father was Puerto Rican and he spoke fluent Spanish. My mother was Danish and she spoke fluent Danish. And you wonder why I stutter. Now, Sugar Balls asked me, what's my favorite color? It used to be blue, but now it's green. Oh, Tim Grayson, T Grayson 1. Why am I such a failure? Why are you such a failure? Really? A failure? I don't know. For anyone to fucking hold down a job for 25 years in entertainment is pretty much unheard of. I wouldn't really call myself a failure. A sexual deviant, yes. Sexual deviant, Randy Grubbs, am I on Spotify? Yeah, my band is. What is my prediction? How will react if he does it all after your book quotes start to come out? Howard's not going to be. That's just from DC Wiz. Whose avatar is a Yankee thing, which I love. I don't think Howard's going to want to promote it. Although Royce, please try and get me a booking.
On the Stern Show?
On the Stern Show.
Who do you want me to call?
Call Gary. I'll give you his number.
Give me Howard's number.
I have Gary's cell phone.
Do you think if you called Howard, like just on your own privately, he would pick up?
Yeah, he'd pick up.
So why don't you just do that?
Maybe I should.
Do that because then Gary will bend over.
Okay, don't forget, I asked Gary if, you know, when I was coming to New York for the first time to do like a radio tour, if he wanted to have me on, I felt Howard should have the first shot, and Gary said, I'm telling you, John, we don't know what to do with you now. It's a different show now.
I will call Gary today.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, then Chris Orlando asked me, will you and Anthony Cumia be going on each other's shows to promote your respective books? I would certainly do his show, and I would certainly have him on. This is a question that people ask. And Ronnie T, do you ever see evidence of Howard wearing a wig or dyeing his hair while on the show? Do you believe his current hair is all natural? It's natural. Now,
I don't know. I think right now, I mean, I never thought this before, but now I think it's a wig.
Really?
Yes, because I don't know, I was talking to some of the E guys, and they said there was one time where Howard was in a wrestling match with, like, Gary Busey, and you see, like, the patch of, like, a, like, as if it was some kind of wig thing.
It's when Gary Busey went after Robin.
Yeah.
And, yeah, his head tilts down, and you can see almost, like, a netting in the top. Yeah, it's a whole internet thing.
Is a netting. I know he dyed his hair once when I was there, but he dyed it, like, a blue color, but I'm sure he dyes it. There's no way he doesn't dye it. There's no way. I mean, look, I glaze my hair, which is the less effeminate dyeing, and it's just a rinse. But his hair is way too black for a fucking 65-year-old man. There's no way he doesn't dye it.
He's doing something to the extent of what, who knows. I mean, maybe there's just a weave in there. Is there really a big deal with that?
No, who cares? What would... Oh, here's one for you. Ben Ratner at Ben Makes TV. He used to produce Anthony Cumia's show. What would be in the Ben and Jerry Stuttering John flavor? Let's see. I would say caramel. I love caramel. Chocolate. And
speckles of spit.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Caramel, chocolate, and vanilla ice cream.
Trying to think of the food equivalent of stuttering.
With almonds.
That's a really good question, actually.
It's a very good question. What,
papaya.
Eric G says, slow day, and I'm John Y, because I always ask people to ask questions. And then if you could have had your convo with Trump after his talk with Putin, what's the first thing you would have asked him?
Why the fuck are you still sitting in that Oval Office? No,
it's time to resign, isn't it, Donald? You got to get the fuck out of there. This is ridiculous. I would ask him how Putin's dick tastes.
I was just going to say, yeah, that would be really the first question, right?
Yeah, how does Putin's dick taste? I don't know. I mean, it's just despicable. I don't know. I mean, just admit that there has been collusion.
Do you wear a fez when you sodomize Putin?
But, all right, well, that's it for the questions. So now you want to try and get the... Yeah, how long we've been going, Don?
We're 50 minutes.
All right, so let's... so we're going to try Paul Ryan.
It's the perfect way to sync the rest of the show. Just try to...
What?
I'm really trying to underdo it so that we get through. Sorry.
What do you mean?
I'm, like, pretending like it's going to all... Yeah, because that's how it worked last time, as we just were very doubtful this would work, so I'm...
Well, yeah, let's call Paul Ryan.
Let's try.
Say, hey, this is Senator John Melendez, and I have...
Here, pass these to Don.
You have a number. Yes.
Of course, it's Don that's going to get arrested here.
That's fine.
Now,
I'll bail you out, though.
Do you know how to conference people in, Don? I'll do it by phone?
Yeah, we can do a three-way.
All right, good, because that's what we're going to do. I'm going to say...
Boy.
I'm going to say, this is Senator John Melendez. I have Mitch McConnell on the other line. We'd like to talk to Paul Ryan. Then we'll call Mitch McConnell, and I'll say the same thing.
Yeah, because inevitably we'll put you on hold.
Yes.
And you can tell them who you are, and I would even tell, you know... You have whatever. However, listen.
What?
No, I'm just laughing because it's like is this going to be the worst threesome you've ever been a part of?
The turtle and the prick. Yeah.
So we'll get a hold of Paul Ryan, and then you'll get him to hold, and then we'll dial. Yeah. Okay, here
we'll
go.
Definitely get a hold of Paul Ryan.
Yes. All right. Here we call. Here we are calling Washington.
Thank you for calling the office of Speaker Paul D. Ryan. Your views are important to us. So please listen to the following message to have your voice heard. To hear the speaker's statement on national security, press 1.
No.
To hear the speaker's statement on economic growth, press 2.
No.
To hear the speaker's statement on the Constitution and self-government,
no.
Press 3.
To we hear need to do this for you.
Statement on health care, press 4.
No.
To hear the speaker's statement on tax reform, press 5.
No.
Did they add one for yesterday?
For Speaker Ryan, press 6.
What was the last one?
Leave a message. I don't know. I couldn't hear you. Leave a message. Yeah. Last one. Sorry.
6. All right. Now what? Did you hit 6?
I hit 6.
Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please try your call again later.
What the fuck was that?
And it just hung up.
You see how dysfunctional Washington is?
Dude, it's all pre-canned answers.
All right. Now let's try Mitch McConnell, the turtle. Right.
He's not the Speaker of the House. He's a fucking drum sampler. He's
like... I know. To hear is a...
To hear Paul's remix on the Russia-Putin scenario.
Yes, hold on. I just called Mr. Cottle. I just talked to him about immigration reform.
I just want to find out what kind of turtle he is.
Yeah. Sea turtle? Was he a tortoise?
I don't know.
Thank you for calling Senator Mitch McConnell's Washington, D.C. office. If you are calling between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are currently experiencing a high volume of calls.
Come on, Mitch
has never experienced
that. If you are calling before 8:30
he's got to get out of his shell.
Or after 6 p.m., our office is closed. You may also reach Senator McConnell online by visiting www.mcconnell.com.
It was easier to get through the fucking White House.
I know.
Way easier.
Please know that your call
is. You were already talking to somebody at this point.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry. This mailbox cannot receive messages.
Holy shit!
Goodbye.
You can't even.
You know why? Because they all know that today everybody's calling, yelling at them. All
right, call Senator Bob Menendez.
Don, you have a, I'm sure you have him on speed dial, right?
Yeah, no.
Because at least his.
At least they'll pick up.
Yeah. Come on. Let's
call the local office. That's just the DC office for those guys.
Yeah, I know. But then you don't have the number. You might have to edit this part out then, Don, because let's get the number for the
local. It's never this thought out, John. That's how we strike.
No, I know. Well, all right. So are you looking for the local?
Yeah, I'm pulling up a public number.
See, I think we should call Senator Bob Menendez and have him congratulate me. He should be kissing my ass. I got his name in the paper more than anybody.
Well, either that or ask him what he's going to do about this whole Putin thing.
Yeah, let's call Senator Bob Menendez.
All right.
I'll say I'm his cousin, John Melendez.
Like, have you been getting a lot of calls for me? I just want to check my messages.
Let's see.
All right. I like that this is now.
Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
It's being produced in real time. Can I just read his I don't want to read his number out because then.
I'm Googling right now.
Oh, you got it. All right, cool.
It's coming up. Contact.
You know you're going to get John's cell phone, right?
Both. Thunder and John does it again.
It's taking me to his page.
Yeah, we should prank Gary. That's what we should prank.
Let's just do that. You got his number.
Yeah, we should prank Gary.
No, just be like, Gary, live on my podcast right now. You want to talk? What's he going? Nope. Click.
This is his Newark office.
Who is this? Menendez?
Yeah.
Okay.
Newark office. It's a home office, I'm guessing.
God bless.
You want to call Gary? Hey, Gary, this is John.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going to get another five pre-canned messages.
Who is this right now?
This is supposed to be Menendez's New York office.
Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, Newark.
Yeah.
I apologize.
So that's what I'm saying. It's probably the district. It's a main office.
All right, let's see.
It's just ringing.
Just ask if Cory Booker is there.
Hello, you have reached Senator Robert. Our office
out. Just dump it.
That was an awful connection. That's a senator.
That this is how dysfunctional Washington is. You either they have pre-recorded messages or they have broken phones.
Yeah, how do you get in touch with your fucking,
you have to call Air Force One.
I know. How is it possible?
They push you to it. You don't want to call the president. Look, they push you there.
To be fair, this might be why none of them call, because none of their phone systems probably dial out.
Well, here, let's try Gary. I mean,
call Fafafui.
Yeah, what's, even better than getting in touch.
But use the drop, hi Bob, and then just finish it.
Not Baba Booey.
Yeah. listen.
Unrecognized California number about to come up.
You gotta let him know he's on the air right away.
Yeah.
I'm more nervous for this than Trump. My teeth are tingling.
He's probably debating if he should pick up.
That's my last name, debate.
You have reached the voicemail
box. Let me leave a message.
What?
Seven. Yeah. Okay.
I potted down the number.
Okay. Good call.
All right. Hey, Gary, it's Stuttering John. Just wanted to talk to you on my podcast. I'd like to see if you guys want to have me on to promote my book. You guys are going to love it. Comes out October 16th. It's called Easy For You To Say. All right, give me a call when you get a chance. You know my number. All right, I'll talk to you. Bye.
Nice.
That's breaking news.
What?
That needs to be extracted and tweeted right away. You just called Baba Booey. You guys probably haven't spoken in forever. That's huge. Stern fans are going to love that.
Yeah, who?
Will John get back on the Stern Show?
You know what? I bet you congressmen are easier. Let's go for, like, a congressman.
You're telling me it's easier to get through to congressman than Baba Booey?
Who do you want? Just any congressman.
Just pick. Okay.
It's like, Lisa Murkowski. Is she a...
Let me go through my Rolodex.
Is she a senator or a congressman?
I don't know.
Well, how about our local people?
I'm Googling Los Angeles congressman.
Murkowski's
a senator.
Somebody
must have an office here.
Let's just call Gavin Newsom and ask him if he'll run for president and get us out of this hell.
All right, let's call. What does he know?
I don't know. That's horrible.
All right.
He's involved.
Lieutenant Governor of California.
Yeah, but he's running for something, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's running for governor.
Yeah, all right, let's try him.
So he's not going to run for president if he's running for governor.
All right, well, let's call him. I'm going to call Senator Bob Menendez. Oops,
hold on. He doesn't have a number on Google. Let's see. Contact.
Well, in the meantime, if people think that we should be calling people on their behalf, you could start doing that on the show as well, right? Like, you could start doing that on podcasts.
Yeah.
If people want to tweet you and say, hey, help me out of this situation, let's just start doing it on the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't think there's anything you'd refuse at this point.
No, I'll call anybody. It doesn't matter.
All right, we got a number.
All right, shoot. Now, who's this for again? This for Gavin Newsom?
Correct.
All right. Now, should I be the senator or me?
John.
Hello?
Hi, this is the office of the Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Newsom.
I can actually take a message. He's unavailable at the moment.
Okay, this is kind of important in reference to the president and Putin. This is Senator Bob Menendez.
Okay. Do you have another contact in our office that you'd like to speak to?
Is Sean Moore there?
Sorry?
No, is Sean Moore there? I maybe I can speak to him. I mean, who's Gavin's campaign manager there?
No, so at the state level, we don't have that information with his campaign. I only have an email for that.
Well, is there a way you can have him call me back?
Can I get your number?
Sure. Yeah, Senator Bob Menendez.
Great. I will be sure to get this information to him. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right.
Are we good?
We're good.
You're not going to get a call back.
How do you know?
I'm hoping you do. I'm trying to reverse engineer this whole thing, man.
There's no way they'll call, but if they do, make sure you record it.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to tell you.
Well, then I gotta
call your friend in New York. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have. Well, look. Shit. At this point,
what happens if Gavin Newsom calls you back? Why? And by the way, like,
what?
The Democrats are more accessible than the Republicans currently.
All right, let's try.
Except for Bob Menendez.
Give me Kamala Harris.
Don't
worry, if this is boring, I'll just edit it out, you know? I mean, I think it's kind of funny that we're trying to do this.
Well, just say you left word for Gavin.
Yeah.
I mean, can we just get an official statement from Kamala on this for the podcast at least
or something?
Okay.
Okay, we got a number.
All right.
Here we go.
Should I say I'm from, like, Fox News?
I think you should say who you are. I think it's your political icon now. Nope. She'll pick up for you.
Hey, I follow her on Twitter.
Good morning, Senator Harris's office.
Hi, I'd like to speak to the senator, please.
She's unavailable right now. Can I send a message, please?
Yes, please tell her it's Senator John Menendez. And it's important that we talk in reference to the president and Vladimir Putin, and that she should call me back immediately, if not sooner. All right, thank you. Bye.
Great day. Bye.
You too. At least we get humans.
There's no way she wrote that number down that fast.
Yeah, she did.
And also, what's faster than immediately?
Yeah.
I said immediately, if not sooner.
If not sooner.
That's what my old boss used to say.
Well, sir, she's in a meeting.
Pulse out tire. Get those tires now, immediately, if not sooner.
Oh, that's good.
All right, well, we tried.
Nobody can knock you for trying. Now, listen, you might get a call back from Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris.
But more importantly, we might get a call back from Baba Booey.
It's true.
Whose call do you take first?
Now, oh my God, what happens here?
What?
You're on the phone with Gavin Newsom and Gary beeps in. Gavin, hold on, I gotta...
Another call.
I can't believe we can't get a fucking senator on the phone.
Well, this just shows how impossible getting through is. No, hold
on. You know, I want to try one more, and then that's it.
All right, then we got to go.
No, I know. But this is the guy that's Adam Schiff. He's outspoken.
Right. He's very outspoken.
Yeah, he might talk to us.
But call is you then, and be like, Adam's a big fan of my call where I prank the president.
Yeah, I know. So
he's already doing it.
Oh, all right.
I'm talking to you.
I thought you had a panoofa.
I'm trying to not have dead air. Like my front two teeth dead.
We'll see if fucking...
Like my career in radio dead.
All right. Ooh, he's got an 818 number, too. That's convenient. Oh.
Yeah, he's what? He's a
local.
Yeah,
he's a Burbank.
He is. He's very close.
Yeah.
Our cord might actually reach.
Good morning, Congressman. Just office and Gabby speak.
Hi, how you doing? This is John Melendez. I'm a friend of Adams. Could I please speak to him?
Can you hold one moment, please, sir?
Yeah, tell him. I mean, he knows me. I'm the guy that called Trump, and I'd like to talk to him about Putin and Trump and everything. All right, come on, Adam. Let's see.
He's always on TV. He could do a podcast.
I know. This is the best office so far, by the way.
At least he's there.
He also has the potential to show up on your doorstep very, very fast.
Yeah, he is down the street. Literally. Down the street. Yeah.
Make a left on Roscoe.
You know, he is in Burbank. No, is
That's
he
the point. Yeah.
No, I think he's in Sherman Oaks.
Even closer.
I know.
I think you're going there later.
I am. Drop off video games.
I wish.
But,
this is the senator. I have your Pac-Man.
Do you have Galaga?
No, I'm going to rehearse with Bad from TV, and you asked me to drop off your video.
Yeah, but I wasn't serious.
Oh, you'd want me to drop that guy off?
You would do that for me?
Drop the guy off?
Yeah, not the game.
No, the guy.
Yeah, I was joking about dropping a game off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll give my buddy a ride.
Yeah, I'll give him a ride. The guy can't fucking drive. He's got like five DWs.
I guess.
All right, come on.
I mean, I feel like they're doing their own podcast.
I was just thinking that. We're on their show right now.
Yeah.
Adam, is it Congressman Schiff, right?
Just call him Bob.
Bob. I was waiting for that.
Hi, this is I'm one of the staff members. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I don't know if you've heard. I was the guy that called the president on Air Force One. I don't know if did you hear about that?
You know, I didn't. May I have your name? I'm sorry.
It's John Melendez. I'm. You know, I've talked to Adam in the past when I was exec producer of the Stephanie Miller Show. And
okay. Wait, what's your last name again?
Melendez, Melendez. And you know, I love Adam, and I'm a big fan of his. Obviously, I'm a Democrat, and I just made headline news for calling the president, discussing immigration reform with him while he was on Air Force One. I also discussed the Supreme Court justice pick, and I just wanted to get Adam's take on this recent debacle of a press conference with Trump and Putin.
Okay, all right. Okay, and it's Melendez, right? Okay, yes, I had the, this is Teresa, I had the opportunity to meet Ms. Miller a couple of years ago, and that was a big thrill, actually, for me.
Yeah, no, I know, as was me. I worked for her, for a year.
Yeah, okay, great. Let me do this. Let me put you on hold for just a moment, Mr. Melendez, one moment.
All right, thank you so much.
Your phone's going to be very busy later. You should charge it. And also, that's the first time anyone's ever been excited about meeting Stephanie Miller.
And had no idea that the call to the Air Force One happened.
Yeah, but who thought Stephanie Miller would be the name of the drop?
Well, I did, because he's been on the show.
Well, I know, but I meant like the listeners.
I hope we can get him. I mean, that'd be nice.
you should, if you get him, let him know he's on the podcast.
Of course.
Yeah, you can always cut her name out, but
yeah.
Just feel like you're actually going to get this guy on the phone suddenly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is,
this is our Ghostbusters 2. Adam Schiff is our Vigo of Carpathia.
Hi, Mr. Melendez.
Yes.
Thanks so much for holding. I'm going to transfer you to the president's scheduler, and she'll be able to assist you. Thank you. One moment,
please. All right, thank you. Yeah, she said the president.
Hi, this is speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, how are you? I'm John Melendez. I was the executive producer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Uh-huh.
And I've spoken to Adam. I'm a big fan. And I'd like to see if I can talk to him about the debacle known as the Trump-Putin press conference.
Okay. For an outlet or for a publication?
Yeah. It's for my show. You know, I do a show here. I left Stephanie to do my own show.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. For that, you'd want to contact our comms team. Let me give you... It's crazy today in D.C. because there's voting, too. Let me give you their email address. That's probably the best way for you to contact them. They may not be in the office if you call over there. You'd want to email Patrick Boland, and his email address is Boland, B as in boy, O-L-A-N-D as in dog, at mail, M-A-I-L, dot house, dot gov.
Okay.
And then you probably want to CC Jen Fox on it. She's our press assistant, just in case Patrick's probably fielding a lot of requests today, as you can imagine.
Just
to make sure that they get it. Jen Fox's email is Jen, J-E-N, dot Fox, F-O-X, at mail, dot house, dot gov.
All right. Well, yeah, I will do all that. And please just tell, Adam that I'm a big fan and I enjoyed talking to him when he was on Stephanie.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a lot of fun when he went down to the studio. Early morning, if I remember correctly.
Yes, really early.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, John. And email Patrick and Jen and they'll take care of you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. All right, well, she was nice.
Remember when it was in the park?
Oh, I love chummy shit like that.
Well, Don, you're going to have some editing to do.
By the way, Don and I were almost out of this podcast with no editing
and
no homework. And now I've got calls and emails. Okay,
yeah, logistics. But let's see if we can get Adam on for the Comic-Con podcast.
There goes my midday nap.
Midday nap. You don't sleep.
I sleep inside of the Walking Dead game.
So, all right. So, yeah, whatever you think. But let's just, and let's like wind everything up now, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you made several attempts there to get through to somebody. It sounds like the best thing was Adam Schiff. We should probably just start it with that. The Stephanie Miller thing's a good connection.
Yeah.
Don's got a ton of editing to do now. And you may get three potential phone calls back.
Yes.
Kamala, right. Gavin, and Adam.
And Adam.
Gary.
And Baba Booey.
And Baba Booey. Well,
we're going to have to create a flow chart of who to answer first.
So, wait, Gary, I don't even know if Gary will call me now because, I mean, I did tweet that, find out why I despise Gary in my book. I don't despise him. He's thrown me and others under the bus. He's not like it's weird. I have a love hate, a relationship with Gary.
I think that's obvious.
You know, but he also would trash me nonstop on like off the air to Howard when I left.
Can I tell you what a really cool move would be if he calls though?
What?
You just answer, be like, "Hey Gary, I just wanted to pick up and say hello, but listen, I got Gavin Newsom on the other line. I'll call you right now."
Yeah, well hopefully we,
Ooh, what?
I mean, we should try and get Gary to come on the podcast.
Gavin knew something about my teeth.
Both. John wants me to do this podcast. He's like, there's no way he'll be allowed to do this podcast.
I don't think they have enough bandwidth for my choppers.
But, I mean, we can certainly try and get Artie on.
Yeah, I mean, let's try to get Howard on. What's his name? Hi.
Yeah, but no way will Robin do it, and no way will Fred do it.
You don't think Robin would?
No.
She'd pre-record something for you.
No. I mean, they're not really allowed to. I mean, we're all persona non grata.
I think that
I couldn't even get KC on the phone.
I know, but they should have you host like John's Joke Hunt or something on Sirius.
John's Joke Hunt.
Yeah. That was my show.
Do you know Jackie was so pissed because they canceled his show like 2 weeks before their Christmas party.
Yeah, I know.
And they didn't invite him to the Christmas
party. That's awesome. Well, yeah, because the whole time he'd be like, can I get my show back?
I never heard it. I heard it was awful, but
it
I
was
never
terrible.
Heard it. I never heard it.
It sounded like a bad circus.
And so that's why people say I should do a show with Jackie. And the problem is, I love Jackie, but the problem is Jackie would want to be like the lead guy, and he's not the greatest broadcaster.
That's fine.
I'm not saying I am, no, but I'm a little bit more organized than he is.
Beat me to it. Listen, what I've been pushing with you for a while now is you, Jackie, maybe even Artie on the phone, and Billy doing a reunion show. Do the Howard Stern reunion show without Howard. You don't need him. He's gone. He's not. You can't get him anyway. I think people would eat that up.
That's not a bad idea.
And it'll be $5 on YouTube. You'll subscribe. We'll have cameras. So if you want to see that, tweet us, because I'll make that happen. I'll just steal John's phone and call everyone and be like, listen.
Yeah, that'd be great. We definitely could get Jackie and probably get Billy.
Here's what I'm thinking. Billy West, Jackie the Joke Man, Artie Lang, and Adam Schiff.
With our lead guest, Baba Booey.
I will be the moderator.
What's his show that he does? The after show?
Like the wrap-up show.
Yeah. Which is fucking...
I spend the whole show wrapping up my lunch.
And you know what they do with guests like that? Because I got Anthony Quinn... Alex Quinn. Anthony's son was begging me to get...
Good buddies with Alex.
But he's a great guy. But instead of them putting him on the Stern show, they only put him on the wrap-up show. That's like...
favor show.
Yeah, like Ross Matthews told me that he recently did the wrap-up show.
Right.
They don't put him on the Stern show. Like they're B guests. Like the guests, they don't... They'll get him on the wrap-up show.
But if you can make news on the wrap-up show and they'll play that clip on the Stern show, then you become relevant to that show and there's a hope for you. But
I don't know. Is anybody listening to this?
No. To this? Like the show or to
Stern? I know nobody's listening to this, but is anyone listening to that?
At least this is free. Not charging you per month and then taking off.
Look, we had over 400,000 downloads.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking good for any podcast.
And this show, we're expecting about 40.
No. Well, I'm expecting 8,000.
8,000 downloads?
8,000 downloads.
There's a lot. Let's just wrap this up really quick because I think we already ran out of time.
Yeah.
There's a possibility now of you, and we should tweet all these things out later, but there's a possibility of you being reunited with the Stern Show because you just called Fafa Fooey.
Yes.
Okay. You are in play with three Democratic leaders.
Yes.
To discuss the Putin thing.
Yes.
Okay. And then there was a third one. What am I forgetting? Something else here.
Well, he's got a show in the works.
Oh, there's a TV show. I'm forgetting about that.
The book's going to roll out.
The book is coming out.
Yeah, the book is coming out.
There was something else there.
Oh, they're doing the show with Jackie Billy?
Yes, thank you. And then there's
he's
this possibility
of doing this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing at Comic-Con with the...
What are you playing, by the TV. Way?
I'm playing My Generation and Roadhouse Blues.
Nice.
Cool.
It's a damn good band. Greg plays some mean drums, and that's it. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Stuttering John podcast. Next week we will have a guest, but I did want to not have a guest this week just to sit and bullshit about all that has gone on.
Listen, I didn't think we would make all those calls, but we had so much to cover, and there's still stuff on this list that we could talk about next week,
yes.
So we're good.
Oh yeah, we'll be fine next week, and that's it from Royce's Arcade Warehouse with Royce D'Orazio and Don, what's your last name, Don?
Don Adams.
Don Adams. We say gagia, and we'll see you at this time next week.
The Stuttering John podcast is recorded live in high fidelity stereo sound and can be heard on iTunes, but you knew that already. Hey, what are you doing later? Can I call you? What's your number?